You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
More than 20 people are dead and around the same number are injured. A Pakistani army spokesman says 4 of the attackers are also dead. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples, make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
The White House has suffered a major blow in the Fast and Furious gun running case. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Obama appointed Judge Amy Berman Jackson has dealt a blow to the administration by striking down the president's attempt to use executive privilege in hiding documents related to the Justice Department Fast and Furious gun scandal. Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation spoke with USA Radio News. He said many people don't realize the idea of executive privilege began with another scandal-plagued president.
The further you get from the White House, the more tenuous the claim. And don't forget, the first big cases about executive privilege were developed in the lawsuits involving Richard Nixon because of his attempts to try to protect internal White House documents having to do with Watergate, and the president lost most of those decisions.
The administration has not yet announced an appeal of the decision, but von Spakovsky says the appeal is likely to happen. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
How far would you go to save a child? From the co-producers of God's Not Dead comes Caged No More, starring Kevin Sorbo, Cassidy Gifford, and Alan Powell. A powerful film that dares to make a stand against trafficking. Caged No More will inspire you to become a freedom fighter. See Caged No More in theaters January 22nd.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is repeating his call to break up the biggest banks in the U.S.
When you have the 6 largest financial institutions having assets of 60% of the GDP of America, it is very clear to me what you have to do. You got to bring back a 21st century Glass-Steagall legislation, and you got to break up these huge financial institutions.
In the latest Democratic presidential debate, Sanders said they are simply too big and too powerful. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised President Obama for backing legislation to regulate Wall Street after the 2008 financial meltdown. Clinton said Sanders' voting record doesn't match his populist rhetoric. Sanders told the NBC debate that it's tough to regulate Wall Street titans when they're sending huge amounts of money to some presidential candidates. Sanders has accused Clinton of being too cozy with Wall Street. Meantime, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley called for more regulatory, quote, cops on the beat on Wall Street.
I have put forward a plan that would actually put cops back on the beat of Wall Street. I have put forward a plan that was heralded as very comprehensive and realistic. Look, if a bank robber robs a bank and all you do is slap him on the wrist, he's just going to keep robbing banks again.
Hillary Clinton talked about some of the common ground with her rivals on the issue of banks.
Well, there's no daylight on the basic premise that there should be no bank too big to fail and no individual too powerful to jail. We agree on that.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. There we go, a little bit late, but this morning I have a very interesting guest. His name is Marty Suchin, and I met him recently when working with a new client, and he builds custom furniture, beautiful pieces of wood furniture. The name of your company is American Woodline, and you're located in Union, New Jersey?
That's correct.
Good morning, and welcome to Modern Design.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to take some commercials, and we will be back shortly with Marty, my guest today, from American Woodline.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. Let's take a look what the National Weather Service is telling us for the weather. It seems to become the topic of the day this morning. It says it's currently fair skies with 30 degrees. It says today we should be go to more partly sunny skies with a little bit of clouds later in the afternoon with a high of 33 today. Tonight there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 21. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 34. I wish it was 74. On Thursday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 18 degrees, very cold. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, then a slight chance of snow with a high of 33. On Friday night, there's an 80% chance of snow. So it looks like we are going to get some snow on Friday night with a low of 24. Saturday is the big day. It's 80% chance of snow showers. It's snow and blustery with a high of 30 degrees, so it's going to be very cold as well. Saturday night, a 50% chance of snow with a low of 21. And on Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 35 degrees. So it looks like we're in for some weather there, Marty. So, Marty, let's, for those of us who are just tuning in to our program, Modern Design, here on 100 in Chamber Radio, tell us a little about your company, American Woodline. When did you start it? Tell us a little bit about your beginnings.
Sure. American Woodline, the company itself, is about 22 years old. I've owned the store for the past 11 years. In my term owning the business, what I've done is I've taken into a new direction. I've offered new products, new design capabilities, new strengths that I brought to the business from my background. We offer furniture for bedroom, virtually all bedroom furniture, living and dining, tables and chairs. Wall units, a big, big selling item at our business. We have wall units, entertainment units. We do home office, all kinds of furniture for home office, built-ins, standalone pieces, cabinetry, bathroom vanities, kitchens, kitchen design, installation and renovation. We also do repairs, cabinet doors, and there's so much more that we do. So many customers come to us with different designs and ideas, and we try to accommodate everybody.
Exactly. So American Woodline is, so you're exclusively with wood furniture. So if somebody was looking for upholstered furniture, that wouldn't necessarily go to you. It's specifically pieces of wood furniture. Is that correct?
Some furniture, we do have upholstery options, like dining room chairs. We do have upholstery options.
Okay.
Benches, we do have upholstery options.
Right.
But we don't do things like couches and
futons. Correct. Like you wouldn't build a couch frame or something like that.
No, we don't do that.
So within that, I mean, so many people, I think, are a little bit more sophisticated these days about wood and the types of wood they want to use on their projects. And some of the material you had given me, it says that you work with a lot of different woods, from oak to maple to pine to alder to cherry, and then other woods as well. Is there a wood specifically that you like to work with, either for durability or just the end result?
Well, for us, my choice is maple. I love to use maple. It paints great, stains great. Pretty much anything you do with maple, it's just a great all-around wood.
Well, it's very hard, isn't it? Of the woods that you're talking about here, what would you say is the hardest wood?
Maple tends to be the harder wood that we use. Oak is close behind it.
Right.
Things like softer woods would be pine. Alder is a little bit on the softer side.
Right.
Aspen is a little bit on the softer side. But for durability, I would highly recommend oak or maple for your furniture. It will give you a long-lasting life for your furniture.
We were talking a little bit before we went on the air today, and we were talking about painted wood versus stained wood.
Right.
And what I've noticed in the industry, specifically in the last year or so, is that people now are mixing their stained pieces with a painted piece. In fact, the reason I came to you is we have a client that's doing a young boy's bedroom, and we're doing some, you know, some different mixed pieces there. So I do see the trend towards painted pieces. Are you seeing some motivation in people mixing them or doing different tones or what have you? What are you seeing in terms of finishes, both with stain and with paint?
Well, stains are always there. You know, right. The classical honey oak colors are always there. They're always going to be there.
Right.
But we do see a lot of painted options. People come to us. One of the reasons people come to us is because we offer a lot of paint options, paint and finishing options, where others may not.
Sure, because you can really get what you want. Let's say you're doing a boy's bedroom and you want a red toy chest. Well, you can go and do a red toy chest.
Correct.
Where are you going to find that? So I can see that as being a viable option.
Yeah, colors on paints, white is so common right now.
You were telling
that
before
popular.
We went on today, that white is the... And that's really on trend, actually, because we've been saying at Modern Design Trends for 2016, white kitchens and white bathrooms come up. And you were saying one of the things that you do are kitchen cabinets or cabinet door refacing. And I bet you, I mean, I would say for the past year, every kitchen I've done is either white or light gray. So it definitely is on trend. And the same thing with bathrooms, bathroom vanities. I mean, we're just doing white, which I actually happen to like.
Right. We also see a lot of two-tones as well between stains and paints. Okay. That's common as well.
I most recognize it in tables, like farm tables, where we would do a stained top and then colored legs. Are there other pieces of furniture that would have two-tone?
Dressers. We see a lot on dressers. Mm-hmm. Kitchen tables, kitchen dinette tables, we see a lot on that.
Right.
Chairs, believe it or not, seats stained and the frame painted. Really beautiful.
Oh, you know, I never thought of that. That was beautiful.
It's really a beautiful look.
If you're doing a dining room or a kitchen set and you're doing a stained tabletop and then painted legs, would that necessarily follow suit with the seat of the chair as well?
You can. I encourage that because it really makes the set come together.
There's continuity there.
Exactly.
Okay. We're just about to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design. I'm very fortunate today in studio live to have my guest. His name is Marty Suchan. Am I pronouncing the last name right, Suchan?
Absolutely. It's okay. Perfect.
Great. And his company is American Woodline. Marty, can you tell us where you're physically located and how we can reach you?
Sure. We're physically located on Greeley Avenue in Union, New Jersey, which is right off of Route 22, right in the heart of Union. We also have a website at www.americanwoodline.com. At the website, you can get directions to the store. Visit our photo gallery and see all the projects we do. It helps my customers get a lot of ideas about what can be done. Our products are so versatile. There's so many things, so many options to do that the photo gallery is designed to give you those options and see what you can do. And then even think outside of that box and think about more creatively about what you can do with the products. There's so much you can do. Our phone number at the store is 908-810-0042, and we can be reached anytime.
Terrific. Now, before we went to our commercial break, we were talking about stained versus painted wood, and we were talking about the trend towards white, which I think is going to be around for a while now.
In fact, I agree.
Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams Colors of the Year are both white, so I think we're on a white trend right now.
Right.
So, and lighter wood, lighter colors in general. I'm even seeing in the trend changing in hardwood floors. Hardwood floors have been classically dark for the past 5 years, but now we're seeing sort of gray tone floors and lighter color wood coming back again. So I think we're going to go towards a lighter shift for a while.
I agree. You know, over the duration that I've owned the business, I've seen so many shifts in color preferences, but light colors have been so strong right now. I totally agree with you.
Exactly. Another thing that I'm seeing on trend is distressing on furniture coming back as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it in all my trade magazines and the shows I've been to,
right.
Distressed pieces. Are you getting a request for that again?
We have always had requests for distressed pieces. Mm. It's out there. Sometimes we have a lot of requests, sometimes a few, but we always see people looking for some kind of distressed furniture. From dressers to kitchen furniture, we see it all.
In your business, what does your typical client come to you for mostly? What are you seeing on a consistent basis? What are they looking for typically? Is it bedroom? What draws most of the people?
Bookcases.
Oh, really?
Bookcase is probably the most dominant item.
Well, you know, if I could interrupt, I would see why, because you have a beautiful, some bookcases, in not only in your store, but right here on your brochure, and they really are impressive looking.
Yeah, they're beautiful. We do a lot of different designs on bookcases, sizes, shapes, designs. Obviously, colors and paints, we can paint bookcases, stains bookcases, almost any color our customers need. My goal is to try to get my customers to what they need, what they want, as best as I can within mm-hmm. our capabilities. And I always try to look at what my customer may want today and also into the future, what their needs might be, and try to get them the best bookcase and best design.
I tell you, one of the things that I'm also seeing on trend is people are taking the empty nesters when they've decided to stay in their house and they have a four-bedroom house, taking one of those spare bedrooms and turn it into a multi-purpose room. And lately I've been getting a request to make rooms into a library. So
oh,
I think
sure.
you would be the perfect opportunity to take, you know, a relatively small, maybe 12 by 15 or 15 by 15 space. That's a little generous, 15 by 15. But take a space on an upper floor and turn it into a library.
We see that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. We did one not a customer not too long ago who took an attic room and converted that into an office and a library.
Right.
So that is absolutely spot on. We do that quite a bit.
In doing libraries specifically, and then we'll get into home offices, which I think must be a big market for you. In doing libraries, anything that you've done or seen that you like, do you typically, when you do a library, do you go with more of a stained wood and do a cherry or a darker finish? Or has there anything you've done in libraries, you know, stuck with you or you would recommend?
Well, as far as the style, that's a personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
Colors, that also is a personal preference. Me personally, I do like stained bookcases.
I
like the character of that.
I
like
agree.
The feel of that. I don't know. It's just my personal view of that. It's just, it feels better.
Right.
Even though we've done some really beautiful painted wall units, most have been white, believe
right.
it or not.
Right.
Which is, again, the most popular color. But I personally like the stained bookcases. Stained
Me
maple
too.
Is just absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
Really gorgeous.
Right,
look.
Right. So I could see a beautiful either cherry or maple library with, you know, we take everything out of the room and then we do built-in bookshelves all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a great look. Do you ever do bookshelves or shelving in general where you do closed shelving on the bottom and then there's some sort of a deck and then there's sort of a second tier where you have the bookshelves halfway up?
Yeah, the term we use for that is a cabinet and a hutch. Right. And that base cabinet has many size options that you can choose from, and also the hutch has size options you can choose from. So you really create a very unique piece for you in your space.
Right.
Even the base cabinetry, you can even put not only doors, but you can put drawers in it.
Well, yeah, and I would think maybe pullouts or something, almost like
pullouts.
Cabinets would be terrific as far as that's concerned.
It's so versatile. There's so much that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on your storage needs and your use, how you want to use the product as well. You can also put doors on the hutch if you want to even close that off, the top portion.
Now, what about adding lighting to some of the pieces that you create? Is that something that you do, or do you do a finished wood product and then somebody comes in to do the, adding lighting to it?
I do the entire project, and that includes the lighting.
Okay, so if you were to do maybe kitchen cabinets and you wanted a portion of the uppers with glass doors and we wanted to put some light in, is that something that you could do?
We do that as well.
Oh, you do?
A lot of times when a customer is going through a major renovation project, I like to work with the contractors, the electrical contractors directly, so that way we coordinate where the light's going to be, where the power is going to be, so that way everything flows seamlessly.
Wonderful.
I really try to do that. That works the best for us, and everything kind of just falls into place.
Okay, so we started with bookshelves, which I think is great, and I would think visually I would send somebody to you right away for bookshelves because that makes sense, and you have beautiful products to look at. Let's talk about home offices because more and more people are working with work-life balance and everything that's going on with working maybe 1, 2, 3 days a week or maybe, you know, working most of the time at home and then just commuting maybe one day a week into the office for meetings and
Correct.
So on. Are you doing home offices as well?
We've been doing home offices for years. Mm-hmm. It could be as simple as a simple desk.
Right.
But what we see a lot of right now is people are converting, like we were talking earlier, that spare bedroom,
right.
that empty nest room,
right.
into now a home office.
Right.
And the home office might wrap around the entire room, give you a lot of room to function, keep
sure.
some computer monitors. Even customers keep their stereo equipment in there. So
sure.
it's kind of a multi-purpose room and extremely functional.
Even if you had a 10 by 10, 8 by 10, 10 by 10 bedroom, I'm sure with a smaller bedroom, it'd probably be even more practical to use somebody like you to just make practical use of the space.
Absolutely.
So if we built in a desk and so on with storage above, it would be sort of the best bet.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely is. One of the projects we did not too long ago was the customer used that room as not only the office, but kind of an entertainment.
Right.
And when they had guests over, they would spread out their food and
right.
hors d'oeuvres on the desk. So it was
right.
kind of multi-purpose room. Very unique, very fun project to do.
Yeah. But I'm seeing more and more of that. I recently did some work for two doctors, and one of them is an obstetrician. She has to get up in the middle of the night. The other one is also gets on calls.
Sure.
So we created, after the fact, in their master bedroom, in an alcove, we created cabinetry and a bar, if you will, with a built-in refrigerator and a coffee maker so that for their purposes, they could get a cup of coffee to go without going downstairs, without waking anybody else in the house up.
Oh,
so
that's great.
I'm seeing more Beautiful. And more, you know, places to work with, such as yourself, to do custom cabinetry that's sort of off the beaten path.
Oh, absolutely. We get so many unique requests every day, and we really try to accommodate everybody as best as we can. And Every day, it's just something different.
Also, another thing is that a lot of my clients lately happen to be in Maplewood, South Orange, in those areas that have beautiful older homes. And often the space is tight. It's a beautiful area, you know, access to the city and everything. But people are trading off space to be in a convenience. And I see these people do have money to spend and want things to be the right way. Sure. But somebody like you that could make something fit within a space to get the most out of a space, I think is quite important.
One of the things we do is we have complete design capabilities and allows us to take the idea and put it onto the computer and give our customers a 3D rendering of that space. So it can really see how it'll look when the project is complete.
All right, so tell me, let's say I decide, for example, which I did 11 years ago before I met you, I have a room on my first floor, a small room on my first floor, which didn't really have any purpose, if you will. All the rooms sort of connect to each other, but there was a small room on the first floor, and I thought, you know what? I have my office upstairs. I want to make this into a library. So my dad was a custom builder. So I sort of designed some bookshelves, and we had them go all the way around the room. And then I put in a Chesterfield sofa, and there was a fireplace in the room. Nice. And it just became a library.
Sure.
If we were to work together on creating a library, had I met you, I would go that route through you. And that's the painstaking things that I went through with my father. That's another show for us to do. But what would you do if a couple comes in and say, I want you to make we have a small room that we want to turn into a library. How would that progress? Would you start with going out to the space, taking drawings? What would be the progression?
I do home visits routinely. We don't charge for that. I just look at that as part of our business. Okay. I think it's an essential part of the business as well.
Sure. You want to see how the rooms flow, I imagine, right? So you don't do something that's out of character for the rest of the house.
Yeah, it helps me visualize the space as well.
Right.
But what's really important to me is to try to draw as much information from my customers as I can. I really want to see what their ultimate goal is. And that helps me kind of offer them a product that works best for them.
So does it usually start by coming to you in the store, I guess is what I'm saying?
I get a lot of people that walk in. They've found me online. They'll come in.
Right.
They'll come with either with an idea in their head, or a lot of people come to me with sketches.
Right.
I start with whatever information I have.
Right.
But I go through sort of an interview process where I'll try to pick the brain of my customer and find out what they want, the size, the shape, configuration. Any sketch, drawing, an idea that they found online that I get helps me help them better. So I try to visualize the end product, and that's really what I try to do. Sizes, shapes, dimensions, if there's anything in the room that we have to work around, those pieces of the puzzle are really, really important. And that's why I like to go visit, because then I can see it for myself, and that helps me determine what works best.
All right, so then we communicate, we get some general ideas of what we would like as homeowners.
Right.
Then you come out to the house, and I'm sure you size everything up and measure everything at that point.
Correct. And that also helps with me offering any kind of finishing options as well.
Right.
So I can see the environment and see what the house looks like and offer finishing options that work best in the environment.
Do you ever get somebody that has, I don't know, whatever type of house, maybe it's a mid-century modern house, maybe it's a Tudor and so on, and they want to do something that's very out of character for the architecture of the house? Do you ever say, whoa, let's dial this back a little bit?
I do. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Right.
Ultimately, it's the customer's home, and the customer can do what they like, but I'll kind of offer my opinion on that. You know, maybe this might work a little bit better than that.
Right.
And, you know, try to guide it down a path that might fit with the overall theme of the house as best as we can.
Right. And I always say to clients as well, when you're going to do an investment like a piece of furniture through yourself, you have to think of the big picture and down the road. And if it's something that's built in, you want to make sure it suits the house, because when you go to sell the house, that may be a deterrent.
Oh, the resale factor is always important to all my customers. They always think about that. They always think about when they buy a wall unit or something like that from you, or even an office.
Right.
The question always comes up, 5 years down the road, we might be moving.
Right.
What are we going to do with this piece of furniture?
Exactly.
Are we going to take it with us? Are we going to leave it here? Those options are all considered. And I always go through that exercise to determine what their ultimate plan is with the house.
Right.
Because if they're going to stay forever,
right,
we'll build it in, it'll be permanent, it's not going to go anywhere. But if they're going to move down the road, we'd install it in a way that they can move it should they want to do that.
Do most people choose on the whole to have the pieces built in, things like server, sideboards, buffets, libraries, home offices? Do most people opt to do that for just to them to be more stable, or is it sort of a mix?
I would probably say it's about 80% built-ins.
Right.
But I do see a pretty large percentage of people saying, no, I'm going to move down the road, but we want to take it with us.
Right.
It'll still be secured to the wall, but secured in a way that it can be removed.
Well, you know, one of the things that I do with my business, Maven Hill Designs, is I do staging. About 25 to 30% of my business is staging for realtors. And I will tell you this, and I've had my real estate license for as long as I've been doing decorating, not to sell real estate, but just to be in touch with the community. So I represent what's current and what's sure. going to be good for resale. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what you do is very valid, because built-ins add to resale value.
They sure
if
do.
You have built-in bookshelves, if you have a built-in niche, if you have a built-in window seat, those things add value.
Oh, they sure do. And they're really functional, too, for the homeowner as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's the character that we're looking for. All right, we're going to go to a quick news break, and we'll be back shortly with Marty Suchin from American Woodline here on Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
The decision to suspend is very difficult.
U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jim Jenkins saying they are suspending the search for 12 Marines involved in a mid-air collision off the coast of Hawaii. The Marines were taking part in a nighttime training mission last week when two helicopters they were in collided in mid-air off Oahu.
Our thoughts and prayers are with Marine Corps Helicopter Squadron 463, and particularly with families and loved ones of those missing.
Millions are in the way of an enormous weather system that's moving east after dumping as much as a half a foot of snow on parts of Missouri and Kentucky. Sub-freezing temperatures are gripping much of the Midwest and East Coast, and the National Weather Service says ice could be a factor in parts of Georgia and Tennessee today. A new report says close to 500,000 foreigners who entered the U.S. legally last year remained here after their visas expired. The data collected by the Department of Homeland Security shows that visa overstays represent a large portion of the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in this country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
How far would you go to save a child? From the co-producers of God's Not Dead comes Caged No More, starring Kevin Sorbo, Cassidy Gifford, and Alan Powell. A powerful film that dares to make a stand against trafficking, Caged No More will inspire you to become a freedom fighter. See Caged No More in theaters January 22nd.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years. I'm located right here in downtown Flemington, New Jersey, at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, at the Flemington Circle, right next to Ideal Tile. And please come and visit us. We're having a sale right now, going on until the end of the month, on all our accessories, 15% off. So please come see us. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. And our phone number at the store is 908-884-0770. I'm sitting here today with Marty Suchin. And his company is called American Woodline. I've sort of connected with him because we were working together with a couple that's doing their five-year-old son's room into more a little bit more of a grown-up room. And they wanted to do something special with wood furniture. So I was very impressed when I spoke with Marty. I saw his operation and how he's personally involved in all his projects. And before we went to the news break, we were talking about different applications for using custom furniture. You know, one of the things, Marty, that I hear over and over again, I do quite a bit of public speaking. I do the radio show, and I do an afternoon radio show here. I also do talks for women's clubs and groups and social things where I speak. I publish a blog on design, always working on trends and what's going on. What people tell me a lot is there's less and less resources to find furniture in general. that years ago there were tons of furniture stores and resources where you can go and really be involved in the process of furniture. Right. And I find also that even for myself, there are not a lot of furniture stores left out there, don't you think?
Right. I think it's changed over the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, the interesting thing that I hear from a lot of my customers is they'll find a piece of furniture they like,
right,
but they can only get it in two colors,
right,
or maybe only one size,
right,
and you know there's not very many choices,
right.
And then when that same customer comes into my store and they look for that same piece of furniture, they have so many choices. It's right. The opposite. They become overwhelmed because there's so many choices, sizes, shapes, colors, configurations. Now they have more choices than they ever thought possible.
Right.
So that gives the customer so many ways to go with whatever design or concept they're trying to achieve.
You know, one of the biggest mistakes, Morty, I see people making is they go into a furniture store and they buy a piece of furniture and they get it home and it's way too big.
Right.
Because
right.
people have the perception when they're in this big space that this piece of furniture isn't as big as it is.
Absolutely.
And the one of the advantages of working with you is you're going to do something that actually fits the space.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I see it over and over and over again, whether it be a dining table, whether it be a chest, whether it be a bedroom set, people buy and they just don't realize the size of their rooms. Maybe it might fit in physically, but it doesn't work because it's too bulky right. and big.
I mean, one of the things that the way I try to run my business, Rich, is I try to sell my customers a product that works for them, not just to sell them anything. So
sure.
it's really, really important to me that the product my customer buys from me works for them, they're satisfied with it,
right.
and they don't have a buyer's remorse like you were just talking about or something to that extent.
Well, one of the things that I would imagine with you is probably true, and it has been true for me, fortunately, with Maven Hill Designs, is that once you have a good relationship with clients, a family, what have you, is that they become sort of, I call them my extended family, because they will come back to me 3 years later and say, okay, we're having a baby, let's do the nursery. Or, okay, you know what, we decided to get a bigger house. Can you meet us with the realtor to go look at the house? You're developing a relationship. And I would imagine with you, when you have the connection to do a specialty project, a built-in or a custom piece of furniture for someone, that's a relationship when it's a good result that people come back to you again because you're building a relationship.
Well, that is so 100% accurate mm-hmm. because I look at all my customers as my Woodline family. I
right.
really do look at all my customers like they're my family. And
right.
I really do care about what I sell everybody.
Right.
One of the biggest compliments that I could get is, just like you said, 2-3 years down the road, that same customer comes back to me and says,
sure.
we were so happy with that product.
Right.
We want to do this room or that room. And that is the biggest compliment to me. And it just makes me feel really good about what I try to do.
So I was very happy when I stumbled upon you, because one of the things that I really like to do with my blogs and so on is give people, you know, when they come to me and they're frustrated and they say they go to, you know, such and such furniture store and they don't see anything they like anymore and they want something that's quality and the furniture in these stores is not quality, that I could say, okay, here's a resource. Here's a guy in New Jersey making
right.
furniture. And there's, right. you know, there's a sense of pride with that, of craftsmanship. Because there's not much of that left, unfortunately.
No, there's not. I mean, when you look at the furniture that we offer compared to some of the other furniture out there, you can see the difference.
Oh, my God,
you
right.
You can absolutely see the difference. You feel it. It's built well. It's solid. It's going to last a lifetime.
Right.
In fact, everything we sell, we have from the smallest piece to wall units. I offer 5-year warranties in writing.
Wow.
But the truth is, even if it's after that, mm-hmm. and so one of my customers says, Marty, you know, this door broke or that happened, you know, my child ran into it, we take care of it. It's
wow.
just, I feel that's so important to stand behind what you sell. And there's so many people that don't. And I just don't think that's the way to, I think the way to run a good business is stand behind what you sell, even if it's outside of your warranty. And that's
sure.
what we try to do.
Because you're building relationships. And I think that's important
are.
With dealing with someone such as yourself is to you know, to go that extra step. And then you will certainly get repeat business from that.
Right.
We were talking earlier in the broadcast about the scenario of doing a library room. So then you would then, I guess, come back with drawings and some pricing and so on.
Correct.
What is the process after that? Do you pick a wood and say, I suggest you do it in this type of wood? Or do they pick a wood? How does that work?
A little back and forth on both.
Okay.
It's really important to me to understand the use of a piece of furniture that my customer is purchasing.
Okay.
And that will help me offer a better quality wood. If sometimes customers just want something in the basement, it's not really going to be too visual in the house, and they just want to store books on it, old books, old cookbooks and things. That's one application. But if something might be in an office where it's in the center of your house, it's a focal point of your house, you're going to want to use a good quality wood. You're going to want to use something with either a maple grain or maybe cherry or maybe oak, if that's your preference.
Right.
And then finish it beautifully so that way it becomes a focal point in your home.
If the house is ground by, let's say, oak hardwood floors, would you tend to stick with oak, or would you tend to maybe not because of the graining, and then do something more like maple, which has not as a definable graining?
Well, you know, see, that's a really interesting question. I'm glad you asked that, because me personally, I'm about continuity. I like symmetry. I like continuity.
Right.
I like flow. That's how my brain works.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily have to be the case.
Right.
So oak floors historically houses have oak floors.
And oak floors are back again, actually.
Yeah. Right.
A little bit reinvented, but they're back.
Right. But but you can still put a piece of maple furniture or cherry furniture in that room and still have it work.
Exactly.
I think it's more about the color matching and the color blending so that everything goes together, whether it stains, paints, however you do it. I think that's really where it ties it all together.
Well, the reason I bring that up is I would say the trend has been the past 5 years or so is that hardwood floors are just getting more and more and more popular. Mm-hmm. When I started my career 18 years ago, you were lucky if you had hardwood floors on the first floor, and then it was wall-to-wall carpeting on the second floor.
Right.
Then it became allergies, asthma, so on. We want hardwood floors throughout. Then it was, okay, we have hardwood floors on the first and second floor, but our kitchen has a tile floor because we're worried about the floor being damaged. Now I'm seeing people just want consistent one floor throughout the house, except, of course, for the mudroom and the bathrooms.
Correct.
Hardwood floors throughout. The difficulty, I think, when you have hardwood floors in a kitchen, let's say, or even a powder room, which I have them in my powder room as well, is that you want to coordinate with a built-in or a cabinet where it works. There's contrast, but there's not too much contrast, so they work together.
Correct.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
When you're dealing with painted furniture, it's not an issue. So if you have a hardwood floor, I'm using oak. I'm sort of picking on oak because oak has more visual graining.
Sure.
But it could be any wood. So if you have a hardwood floor, often it's not a difficult thing for me to do now because most people are picking painted cabinets. So it's an easy fix. So we do, I contract with you to do a kitchen. We're going to do a white shaker cabinet. We have a medium tone red oak hardwood floor. Beautiful, you know, continuity together.
Right.
But if I have that hardwood floor running through this big kitchen and it's a mid-tone oak, what do I do? Do I want contrast? Do I want it to blend? Do I want to, you know, how do I want that to play off each other? That's where it becomes a little bit tricky, I think.
It really does. And, you know, one of the things I try to look at is the natural lighting in the house, too.
Sure.
How does that affect?
Because color is the absorption of light, and you really have to do a visit, don't you think?
I do, yeah. Right. You absolutely have to go and visit and see the environment and see what it all looks like and bring it all together.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's a slippery slope. But I do see, and I love stained pieces of furniture mixed with painted, and I'm seeing that, a lot now where people are mixing pieces or they're just throwing a piece in, because what's happened with paint, if you will, is paint colors have also gotten a lot lighter. So people are looking in their rooms to have some pop of color. And the new sort of trend is, okay, we're going to have medium tone hardwood floors. We're going to have stained furniture. And then we're going to have one piece of furniture that's painted in a teal or painted in a bright yellow or red. So I think the combination of stained and painted furniture, as you had mentioned earlier when we spoke, is going to continue to be on trend, even if it's just one separate piece.
I agree. You know, interesting, I have a lot of customers down the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Even as far as Cape May, we have customers.
Wow.
And, yeah, we have customers in that shore area that use a lot of the bright colors, the bright yellows, the bright orange, to kind of bring that ocean feel into the house, and that I really like combining that with some of the natural wood tones as well, and it really has a nice effect.
Let's talk about finishing. So continuing on our little scenario here, so we've decided to go ahead with your plan, and we're going to do bookshelves in our small room. Typically, what's the time frame to do bookshelves and something like that? I'm not giving you the amount, so I'm making it difficult on you.
Yeah,
is it a long turnaround time from, I mean, you know, it's a big process.
Well, I think once the design is done, once we kind of work through the design, and I don't put any time limit on that. That really takes as long as it takes.
Sure.
But once the design is done.
Agreed upon.
Right. And an order is completed. Final from that point to installation date, you might be looking at about 4 to 6 weeks.
So very quickly, actually.
It's pretty quick.
Quicker
yeah.
than you can order furniture from any stores.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you bring people in or encourage people after the piece is finished, but before it's after the piece is complete, but before it's stained or painted, for them to look at the piece?
I always do that. I always offer that to customers.
Can I ask why?
Because I want people to see it. Mm-hmm. I want their opinion. I want to make sure that it's what they want. Once a piece is delivered and installed, it's harder for us to make changes.
Sure.
So I like to get my customers' opinion on it when it's in my factory, and so right. this is where we are, this is how it looks, and then
I think it's quite smart, because I think some people have a concept of something, mm-hmm. and you can give them a wonderful result, but maybe that's they were having a hard time visualizing. I think most people come to designers because they have a hard time visualizing, so I could imagine that would be the case. So they see the piece, of course they're going to be very impressed with it, as I was when I saw your the work that you had done on that bedroom, on the beautiful bed and the dresser and so on. It was just beautiful. Do people often, when they get to that stage, change their mind about how they want to finish it, or don't make their decision until after the piece is completed as to what color they're going to make it, whether it's going to be stain or paint?
Yes. Actually have a lot of mind changing during that process.
I would imagine, right? That just lends itself to doing something custom, because you're giving people options.
Sure. And one of the things that I tell every customer, and you know, I've been doing this long enough, I kind of get a feel for where a customer is on their color choice.
Sure.
And if they're a little on the fence, not sure,
right.
I make sure every customer knows, take your time on choosing your finish. There's no rush. Don't make a snap decision.
Right.
What we also do is I'll make color samples for customers so they can bring to their home and they can look at it in their home lighting environment and make sure it's a color they want. And I say, take it home and live with it for a week.
Right.
Make sure that's a color you want.
Exactly. See it at nighttime, see it at daylight.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That to me is so important, that the color selection is correct and accurate and is what the customer wants. Because once it's finished, we really can't go back.
Exactly.
So that part is so essential, that the customer chooses the right color.
Okay, unfortunately, we have to take some commercial. I'm so engaged, I'd rather just skip the commercial and talk, because I have like 10 more questions for you. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you. And we are back. I am with Marty Suchin of American Woodline in Union, New Jersey. He builds beautiful custom wood furniture, and we're working on some projects right now together. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the process of getting ready to stain or paint a piece. So people are in your facility, and they see the finished piece, and they love it. And they're deciding whether to stain or paint a piece. What's the process of stain versus paint?
Well, a stained piece of furniture, when a piece of furniture comes from the factory, there's always some kind of factory defect. A little sanding needs to be done. So
sure.
The entire piece is obviously sanded down
right.
After it's fabricated.
Right.
At that point, we use really good products from General Finishes.
Okay.
They manufacture all our finishing products, and I love their products. They stain great. They paint great.
Mm-hmm.
So after the product is sanded down and prepped, now we do a staining operation. Most of the cases we do a spray finishing,
okay.
But certain products require hand finishing.
I would imagine that a spray finish would be more consistent.
It is much more consistent.
Is it harder to do staining? Because I always equate this to people, and some people laugh, but then they realize it actually is it's a good visual. I always say to people, stain is not an exact science, whereas paint is. So if you stain furniture, it's sort of like coloring your hair. If you're coloring mm-hmm. your hair, there's different porosity. So it's not necessarily going to be consistent. There's things to do it. But if you're painting a piece of furniture, it's more of a uniform result. Now, there's beauty right. in the staining because of that irregularity, and that's something that's quite beautiful. But how do you warn people that when I'm going to stain this, here's the stain chip, it may not necessarily look like that?
Well, when a customer comes in my store...
Or am I wrong to assume that?
No, you're absolutely right to assume that.
Okay.
Different wood species take the stain differently.
Differently, right.
Right. So in my store, I have different sample chips of all the different wood species. So
right.
the same stain, shaker maple, for example, it'll be on several different wood species, so you can really see it. Softer woods, you get a darker finish because it penetrates in. Harder woods like maple, you might have a lighter finish because it's not as porous. It doesn't penetrate in as much.
Right.
The furniture itself, generally, one of the reasons we use General Finishes products is because it's the technology gives you a little bit more uniformity in the stain.
Okay.
So that's why we use that product. Plus, it's just an extremely good product. And the top coats are second to none. They have great polyacrylics,
right.
high durability, high solid content on their top coats. And they just last forever.
So let's talk about that. So whether you stain or paint a piece when it's done, mm-hmm. let's say a piece is painted.
Right.
Is there the same finishing on top of that for sheen and durability as there is with paint?
Well, the paints we use, General Finishes Milk Paint, which is an acrylic paint.
You talked about milk paint when I met you, yes.
Correct, yeah. Their milk paints are great milk paints in and of themselves.
Right.
What I like to do when we do apply the milk paint is I still like to put the polyacrylic clear on top of that.
So you put a polyacrylic clear
on top of the milk paint.
On top of that, okay.
It gives us an added durability and a lot of protection.
Okay.
So I really like to do that, especially for a piece like a dresser where you're in and out of it every single day.
Sure.
I like that durability. Plus, it cleans up great.
What about for a stained piece? What would you put as a top coat? Would it be the same process?
The same polyacrylic. Okay. Except what we do is the process is, and I'm going to oversimplify this, it's a stain, then we put a sanding sealer on top of that.
Right.
And the sanding sealer really allows the grain to stand up, and that could sand it down. And then a final top coat would be put on the sanding sealer to give you a nice final finish.
One of the things that people have been doing, the trend is to be for more matte finishes in general, both on the walls and sometimes with pieces of furniture. If someone opts or asks you to do a matte finish, is that more difficult or not recommended?
Well, my feeling on the matte finishes, and this is what I tell all my customers that ask me that, the higher the sheen, the harder the finish.
Right, more protection, right?
More protection. And the example I always like to give is think of a basketball court.
Right.
High gloss, hard, durable finish. The same thing applies with anything you put on furniture.
Sure.
A matte finish, you lose that luster and you lose a little bit of protection.
Sure.
High gloss, high protection, but you lose the warmth.
Right.
We like to use semi-gloss because it's a good balance of protection and warmth, and it really allows the beauty of the wood to come through without making it look plastic or losing protection. It's just all around the best.
I happen to agree. I think it's the perfect compromise. Certainly you do want protection, but you don't want it, again, you don't want to lose that look, the warmth of the piece. And that was the whole reason they come to you to get hardwood in the first place, to get beautiful wood. Is there any wood that you would only paint?
No. Every wood will tank paint. They take it differently, though.
Right.
And what I mean by that is if you take a piece of maple, that's why I said maple is
well,
by
maple
far my
is nice
choice.
Because it's a hard wood.
Right.
It's consistent.
Right.
It has some graining, but not a lot that shows.
That's important, what you just said, too.
Right.
So when you paint that,
right.
you get a nice glass smooth finish.
Finish, right.
When you paint, you can paint oak.
Right.
But what happens is the pores and grain show up.
Right. And it comes through.
You can paint pine. And we paint a lot of pine bookcases.
Right.
But pine is very wavy.
Right.
So those waves get amplified when you paint it.
See, I was always wondering that if it would be maybe not advisable to stain a piece a very dark, a pine piece a very dark color, because maybe it would take too much of the stain. Do you know what I mean?
It does.
Let's say you wanted a black stain.
Right.
And you use pine. You know, how do you, it's a natural, it's a natural element. How do you prevent it from not, you know, being more porous in some areas because it's soft wood?
It's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. Pine does take, and that's what I try to make all my customers aware of. Mm-hmm. On pine, when you're staining it a darker color, like espresso is always a really popular color.
Right.
It will be a little darker on pine than it will be on, let's say, maple.
Right.
But the one thing, the reason we use General Finishes products is because it's a dye stain, not a penetrating stain.
Okay.
And it just it gives you a beautiful finish. So we have control over that. We have ways to control that depth of color, even on pine.
I love what you, because I continue 18 years in this business to learn every day. And what you said was there's two types of stain. There's one that's a dye stain as opposed to a penetrating stain.
Well, that's my terminology.
But it's great.
Yeah. The penetrating stains are what you see, like the Minwax.
Right.
That's considered a penetrating stain.
I see.
And the problem with that stain is it does create blotchiness on some soft woods.
Right.
Especially the darker colors.
Right.
So very difficult to work with.
Right.
But General Finishes, just by the nature of their technology, it doesn't give you that. I don't prep the wood at all when I use General Finishes. The dye stain goes right on. It gives you a nice even coat.
Sounds like you're getting a consistent result
it's
on either.
It's very, very consistent.
So you should do what you like for sure then.
Yeah. And it allows people look at the product when they see it and they say, it's so even. And they're very impressed with it. And, you know, obviously we've learned skills, but it's also due to the products we use.
Marty, believe it or not, we're down to our last minute, but I want to get this part out of you. We talked about the fact that you do kitchen cabinet door refacing, which many people are out there and they say to me, you know, Rich, I hate my cabinets. Is there anything I can do? I can't afford new cabinets. And one of the things that I did very successfully, even just about a month ago, was I had a couple had the Euro cabinets with the that sort of 1980s look with the almond finish. We took the doors off and we put on shaker style oak doors to match the sides. It looked incredible.
Sure.
Now, you were telling me that you do cabinet door refaces. Just talk about that briefly.
Right, sure. We offer many different door styles. The sizes are exact replacement sizes.
Right, so they're going to be perfect.
Exact. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've done several of those in the past where we go into the house, we measure all the doors, we take all the old doors off, new doors are fabricated, new ones are put on, stained to match. We could even do the frames, the cabinet frames as well.
Fantastic.
So it's another alternative to replacing your cabinets. And this is what I tell all my customers. If your cabinets are hardy, they're in good shape, don't replace them.
Keep them. Okay, can you tell us one last time how to get in contact with you?
I absolutely can. Again, the store is American Woodline. We're located at 1012 Greeley Avenue, right off of Route 22 in the heart of Union. Or you can reach us on our website at www.americanwoodline.com. Or give us a call, 908-810-0042, and ask for Marty, and we'll be happy to help you.
Marty, thank you so much. You were such an interesting guest, and we will have you on again.
Look forward to it, Rich.
Okay, terrific. Thanks. All right, I'll see you all back in studio here at 2 this afternoon. Until then, enjoy, get out there, but bundle up. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
The decision to suspend is very difficult.
U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jim Jenkins saying they are suspending the search for 12 Marines involved in a mid-air collision off the coast of Hawaii. The Marines were taking part in a nighttime training mission last week when two helicopters they were in collided in mid-air off Oahu.
Our thoughts and prayers are with Marine Corps Helicopter Squadron 463 and particularly with families and loved ones of those missing.
Millions are in the way of an enormous weather system that's moving east after dumping as much as a half a foot of snow on parts of Missouri and Kentucky. Sub-freezing temperatures are gripping much of the Midwest and East Coast, and the National Weather Service says ice could be a factor in parts of Georgia and Tennessee today. A new report says close to 500,000 foreigners.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Close your business and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.